Once upon a time, a little girl became very sick and lost all her memories. She was empty as the day she was born. But in that dark emptiness, the voice of God spoke, walk, talk, heal. And by grace through faith, she did. Soon, the girl was even fuller and more alive than before her forgetting. But the voice of God continued to speak to her, and soon he commanded, heal others as I have healed you. Teach them the power of faith that it may connect them to me and my power. My name is Robin Renee Wilson, and that little girl was me. For the last 35 years, through my relationship with God, I have participated in many miracles of healing, prophecy, and deliverance. None of these should be possible, but that is God's way. You can accomplish anything. Heal the deepest wounds and create doors where there were only walls if you simply trust in faith over facts. Welcome back to Faith Over Facts. I am your host, Robin Renee, and today I have two special people with me today, Brandon and Terry. Welcome.
Thank you. Mr. and Mrs.
I love the shirts. Yes. I wore my shirt today, too. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend, no. Fiance, no. Wife, yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I had to come in with a little t-shirt with you guys. You know, so I am super excited to have you both here. You know, marriage is serious. I remember your wedding day, when I was styling your hair, Terry, and getting everything together, it was like, it was amazing. And that, and your dog was the ring bearer. You know, I can't wait for us to get into deeper discussion about the ring bearer. The dog, the puppy was a ring bearer. And he just sat so still the whole time, well-behaved. So I knew, I said, well, he can do this, because look at how he just sits still. But he, it was so adorable. And I'm styling her hair. He was just there, just chilling by her side the whole time. And, you know, it was just amazing how you trained that dog. I was like, this dog, like, is well trained.
She listens well.
She's amazing. But it was the ring bear. So how did that go?
It was good. I mean, Sheba is 6 years old, five at the time. She was five at the time. And she's just really chill. Wow. She was easy to train. She listens. She doesn't really want to be separated, mm-hmm. so she'll stick by one of our sides.
Yeah.
He's her favorite.
Facts.
Okay.
Little daddy's girl.
I love it.
So you tell her to come and she comes.
I was like, wow, that's so adorable. So I want you just to share with us, how did you guys meet? Introduce yourselves.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
Okay. So let's see. My name is Terry. I am currently 26. I am a marriage and family therapist. I am an associate marriage and family therapist right now. And I expect to be licensed in a few months.
Congratulations.
Towards the end of my hours. Okay. And
exciting.
I see lots of clients mm-hmm. all the time, various different stages and states. So that's what I do. And yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
I am currently 25.
Oh, I love it. Cougar.
Yeah.
But how many months though?
Only seven, but you know, it counts.
Exactly.
She was here first. So.
Exactly. And I love that. I'm a cougar too. I'm 3 by 3 months.
Hey, oh my goodness. Younger men is
that
where
is
it's
not
at.
Listen, a cougar is like 2 months or more. You're not a cougar if you're younger than a year.
Okay.
I'm gonna receive that.
I kind of like being a little older than my husband. I have a little pull, like, baby. wow.
Brandon, I went to school at UC Santa Cruz for my undergrad, graduated at National University for my master's. I currently work in collegiate and pro sports.
Okay,
so
love
that's
it.
Where I'm at right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
Ooh, you guys are doing great things.
Trying.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Wow. So it's been a year. March will make a year. So let's talk about how has the journey to reflect on the time of this past year. How was it being married to Brandon and Terry? How was their first year?
The first year was
being married to Brandon.
It was a whirlwind, actually. Like, we just, last night we were talking about it. He was like, yeah, we've been married for like 9 months. I was like, no, it's going to be a year next month. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that just goes to show how fast time flies. All of the different things that have happened this year, all of the different things that we've had to, I guess, navigate through and adapt to. And just how fast time goes. The wedding itself was amazing. An absolute chaos behind the scenes.
I didn't feel the chaos.
I love that.
A lot of people say like
they didn't feel
smooth it. Or like super well thought out wedding, but it wasn't going how it was supposed to.
Really? It did not go anywhere near what we...
I know the weather was weird. I remember that.
But it was cold.
But that was because, remember, they thought it was going to be snowed in and it was going to... So many things was happening.
Yeah, they thought it was going to rain.
And for you, some people's wedding was a week before... I think the same... A friend of mine's wedding was the same week and their wedding was snowed in. And ours, yours, I was like, is it going to rain? Because they were saying it was going to rain for yours. I was like, where's yours at? Because I was getting scared. Was yours going to be snowed in? But he's like, no, it's not. It's not as far. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was supposed to rain.
It rained the next morning, though.
It did. It rained the next morning.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. I did not see any chaos. It was gorgeous.
Shout out to Sister Nia. She stepped in as our wedding coordinator.
Wow, she did an amazing job. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
How's it been?
Being married to Terry, it's wonderful. I love her a lot. You know, I think because we had our foundation, and we'll talk about that a little later, of seven years or 6 years before we got married. So it seems pretty normal, right?
Yes.
I think a lot of people think like marriage changes and, you know, changes who you are to each other, but... I didn't have very many expectations, right? We're just going to keep this thing going. So,
And I think that's important.
It was pretty seamless. Yeah. Wow. We met in like 2014-ish.
How we meet?
By mutual friends. So my best friend at the time and his best friend at the time are siblings.
Okay.
And their house was like the hangout house. So we all used to go over there all the time.
She walked in and she was like, oh, who is that?
That is not how it happened.
Tell the truth.
It's so not how it happened. We were friends for a while. We were both like, we both acted as like the grounding person for each of those people. And yeah, we started talking, we were friends, and then it grew to more, and here we are.
But I think it should start as friendship first. I think that's so important, the friendship, because you need to have that bond. Because my husband is my best friend, so I definitely understand that part. And I think that's why a lot of relationships don't make it, because they don't start off as friends. You know,
that's true.
Get to know that person before you just jump into bed. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm just being honest. Yeah. You know, you just jump into bed and it's kind of like, okay, you didn't build a foundation. Nothing's built other than that. And then when it's, you know, you get tired of that and it's like, you don't even know the person.
Yeah.
So I think it's really good to start off as a friend, you know, and build on that foundation. I love it. Wow. I'm telling you. So you made it. You guys made it. You got a month in, but you made it to your first year. And and the way it sounds, you're going to be just fine. You're going to make it for plenty more years. You know, the Bible says, well, who God has joined together, no man can separate. You know, so, you know, if he puts you together, you know, it's like nobody can separate. So listening to you, you guys been together for 7 years. So you started off in high school. So tell it. So that's crazy. Like, and you guys had to overcome like college. So how did you guys handle, you know, the different stages of transitioning from high school to college and 4 years of college and still made it? Because did you guys travel out of state? Were you in the same state when you were in school?
So, okay, just like the context goes, we met in high school then he was a senior and I was a grade over. So when he was a senior in high school, we started dating. Okay. And I was in my first year of college.
Okay.
And then since then. So when...
Did you come down for his prom?
I did. I was his prom date.
I love it. I love that. Okay.
But my first year of college, I went to El Camino.
Okay.
I was here still.
Okay.
And then what else?
You went off to Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So that was the goal for me. I wanted to go to Grand Canyon, but things didn't work out, like, with financial aid and all that good stuff. So I ended up at UC Santa Cruz. Okay. She ended up at GCU. You know, a state and a half between us.
Yeah. How was it? Was it hard? Or did you just press it? How did you guys handle that separation?
I think the first year of separation was the hardest, just because there was other things going on. One of her friendships didn't make it. And then, right, just growing up, I'm 18, turning 19. She's
19,
turning 20. but, yeah, we were just working out communication and all that good stuff. And you're, like, thrown into that when you're, you know, that's 700 cool. miles apart. You can't just, like, go give each other a hug.
So I think I love the fact that, because communication keeps you strong and keeps you together. So your relationship was built on that communication. That's what you had to build on. And so
we definitely had to build it.
So powerful. Wow, I love that.
Yeah, we definitely had to build it. I think the first year of our relationship was probably the hardest of any of the years that we had. Because, like you said, we were forced to be apart. Or this was like, maybe this was the second year of our relationship. We were forced to be apart.
Something like
that. And we had to learn how to communicate effectively. We had to learn, like, when he mentioned that one of my, you know, friendships didn't work out, and I tried to force him into a box that they previously held, and it just doesn't work like that all the time. And you have to learn each other and know each other. Like, I can't just fit him into a box that somebody else. Exactly. It's like those, you know, childhood games where you would put a circle in a circle, a square in a square.
Everybody's different. Everybody's
I'm putting shapes in places they didn't belong.
I love that.
And it took a while to, you know, discover that. But, I mean, through being apart, putting in the effort to actually talk to each other, communicate with each other, and we had to make it work.
Wow, I love that. I love it. That's what keeps the marriages together, is the communication. Without that, wow, it's not gonna last. You have to because we're always evolving. We're always changing.
Yeah.
So evolution is always happening. So it's like, we have to learn to grow through each stage. And that's basically what you were doing through the communication. You were growing through each stage of your relationship. And that's what kept you solid. And some people, they don't communicate. They get frustrated and they just give up.
Yeah.
Because it got challenging or it got hard. But true communication is, because it builds character.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? You're going through the character building. You're going through the challenges. You know, you're going through all of these different things. And you have to be creative with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, how can we make, you know, get this, fit this in to work for us?
Yeah.
You know, so I love that. And wow, that's powerful. Have you guys ever experienced a faith over facts moment, like in your relationships, recently?
I guess mine ties into what we were talking about earlier, just the wedding.
Wow, okay.
Planning the wedding, executing the wedding, what happened during the wedding. A lot of things didn't happen as we originally planned. We had a lot of ideas and a lot of things we wanted to accomplish, but when things started coming together, you know, not everything works out. We get to the wedding day and things were supposed to happen a certain way. And I'm the kind of person who, like, if I have an idea of how something should happen, that's what I'm expecting to happen. And it was hard for me to be as flexible as I needed to be. Because things were just all over the place. There are things I wanted to do for him that I didn't get to do. Like those, you know, those really cute, like, Pinterest or, you know, cute moments where
you could do it later.
You can
anniversary times. You could just, you know, you could do those moments.
Write a letter or get a gift or, you know, all of those thoughtful things and touches, details.
You were busy trying to do the back end.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just putting faith over just all of the different trials, I guess, that would happen. Faith over the fact that I had to grow even through this experience.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, the fact is I get to marry my best friend.
Yes.
And, you know, I get to be with the person that, yes, you know, I love. So yes, I had to put my faith over all of the different things that would have bothered me, mm-hmm, on a regular occasion, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to do what
was most important thing, yeah, is that day was Mary Brandon.
To do what was most important.
That was beautiful. Exactly. But did I do your hair right? Did I check that box
off
right?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
She looks great.
Thank you. Because I was like,
my hair was late.
Yes. I want to make sure I check the box at least, you know. I was playing. But okay, so that's amazing, Terry. Thank you, mm-hmm, for sharing that. It's so funny in life. You guys have laughter. You just bring joy in a room. Like when this meeting, both of you just brought joy. It's like you just walking joy. So how do you keep laughter in your marriage? How, yeah, do you just keep it going, just flowing the way you do?
Yeah. Did you want to share
I'm just funny. So,
did you want to share your faith over facts moment?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Brandon, you have one too?
I have one that's a little different. I think it's like where we are right now.
Okay.
So we're in our apartment, but we're about to move back with her parents. And I think we're hoping that it turns into like putting us into a place where we can like purchase a house, mm-hmm, or whatever, mm-hmm, right? We're out here in LA, it's crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm, just going home, trying to save some money. And like right now, right, the facts are, we know it's gonna be uncomfortable. It's small, mm-hmm, right? We want our own space, but the faith is, mm-hmm, hey, God will put us in a position where we can buy a house, where, yes, we can get our own, mm-hmm, and just be in a better position to like succeed. So
I think that the timing of you returning is God's will due to circumstances that's going on with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, honestly, you guys should be there right now. Yes. And sometimes God allows, and
mm-hmm,
you know, I think that God allows things in his timing. God's not subject to time. And God allows things to happen at his time. Isaiah 60, 22 tells us it would happen in God's time, basically, at the right time, God's time. And so I think you will get your home. You will get these things. But sometimes God allows calamities to happen in our life, or different things to happen in our life, to get us in the proper alignment, to get us where we need to be. And he'll pause on this and pause on that and say, okay, go over there. Because I really believe right now your family, mm-hmm, Terry, needs you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that and they probably won't ask, but, mm-hmm, I believe that God allowed this to happen for you to go in back home and your husband to be there for your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's memories that we will never, you, mm-hmm, know, and it's times that, you know, it's just something about, I feel like that's God's will for you guys right now. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely get the chance to build. And it is important that definitely during the stage of like my dad's health, mm-hmm, and all the different transitions that, mm-hmm, my parents are going through right now, mm-hmm, It's an added bonus that we get to be there to support.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. I had chills when you said it because I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I had literally chills. I was like, wow, Lord, look what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that because I thought about my moment that I had with my mom, mm-hmm, where we were able just to step in and God allowed my brother to be there at that time when my mother was going through what she was going through. And I had wanted to spend more time with my mother before she had to go transition.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Lord, you opened up this door.
Mm-hmm.
And my girls was able to come and spend that time. Because that's priceless.
Yeah.
There are some things that's priceless.
Yeah, you don't get that back.
You don't get it back. And so I don't have any regrets because I know that I was a good daughter and my girls had those moments. So I'm super excited for you that, one, you're man enough to go.
Mm-hmm.
You respect the family enough to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you recognize it, not only we're going, but we can build here. It's like a two-way. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for what God's going to do, the doors that he's going to open for you guys for being that. Because it's something about where God says in his word, he says, honor your mother and your father and your days will be longer, you know. And parents, don't provoke. But,
mm-hmm,
I love your mother. She's so loving. And, you know, she's not going to provoke. You know, she's just, she's probably going to embrace these moments, right? But because even when you guys, I think you went on vacation and she had to babysit the dogs. She was like, I have to babysit my grand dogs. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, it was just so, she just loves you guys, you know, mm-hmm. and she's just a beautiful woman. And I think that with your parents, with being there for your father and your mom, is just that support that she even needs, too. I think it's going to be great. I'm super happy. So God is good. So let's kind of talk about an aha moment.
So I think, like I said, marriage has been pretty easy. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect anything to really change, right? Mm-hmm. We've built, but I think my aha moment is less about her and more about myself. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that, like, I like space, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. not like necessarily like, oh, I'm going to run from this conflict and mm-hmm. go home, mm-hmm. but just space. So like, you know, my quality time is like, yes. we just got to be in the same room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't have to look at each other, mm-hmm. talk to each other. Mm-hmm. I know she's right there on the couch, so I'm good. And hers is like, put the phone down, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like, let's look at each other and mm-hmm. talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because love languages are different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
And it's like, but even though the love language is different, have you guys ever taken the love language test? Isn't that amazing? That's the best thing they could ever came out with, was the love language test. But at the same time, you respect him for who he is. And he said he had to learn to respect you, because he's like, I like to be by myself. You guys, I'm the same. I want to be in my room, in my bed, watching my TV or reading my book or whatever I'm doing, listening to my worship music. I like to be by myself. But my husband is like you. As long as I'm in a room with him watching the show, that's intimacy for him. Mm-hmm. That's everything to him. Mm-hmm. But and so I have to make sure I sacrifice to go in there and spend that quality time with my husband, because that makes him smile. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what makes the marriages continue to go, because sacrificing what makes not only me happy, but what also makes my spouse happy.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important. And my husband, at the same time, is like, can you turn off your phone? Like, this is our time. Mm-hmm. You know, put the phone to the side. And so I had to learn, just leave my phone in another room, because people are always calling or whatever. So I had to learn, just put my phone in another room so that I can focus on this moment with my husband, you know?
Yeah, I think it's important to note, too, like, building off of that, love languages, because I talk about love languages a lot with clients. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that love languages can change, too.
Yes,
they don't define you. Like, mm-hmm. all of these different assessments and tests and things that you take, mm-hmm. Myers-Briggs or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be, mm-hmm. personality tests, they don't define you necessarily. Mm-hmm. And you are free to make changes. Mm-hmm. When we first got together, our love languages were different. Mm-hmm. I would say I value a lot more maybe physical touch now than I did then. Mm-hmm. Whereas he will, or I value a lot more quality time mm-hmm. now than I did back then. Mm-hmm. He might value a lot more quality time than physical touch than, you know, he mm-hmm. did back then, or whatever the case may be. But even in the evolution of our relationship, the love languages have changed too.
Yeah, it shifts.
It definitely shifts. And that's something that is important to note, and just like, yes, we've been married for about a year now, mm-hmm. but we've been together a long time.
Yes.
So
7 years is a long time.
Yeah, we've had to go through so many different mm-hmm. changes, from 18, 19 mm-hmm. when we got together to 26, mm-hmm. now 25 and 26. Mm-hmm. Those are big differences. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it might not seem like that long, but in the really formidable years, mm-hmm. Those things, yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And things change and things pivot, and you have to pivot with it. You can't just stay the same. Mm-hmm. I love that you said the love language just changed. Because at the same time, what I heard Brandon saying was he came to an aha moment, like a realization, like, wow, man, I have to change a little bit. But I still want to have my own self-love. So how can I still love on me? Mm-hmm. And love on my wife. Mm-hmm. And I think that was powerful how you did that shift. And you said, okay, I can still love on me, but I can still honor and respect how she feels and what makes her comfortable. And I love like how you said it changes. Thank you for sharing it, because a lot of people don't realize that your love language can shift.
Everything changes.
Everything is evolving. Yeah. Everything is changing. Evolution is always happening in our life. If you want to grow, if you want to stay pivoted, stay the same, you know, not pivot, stay complacent and just stay stuck, then you're going to stay stuck in that spot. Don't experience. You will
water
not
that
experience.
Water that still grows mold.
Oh,
water
I love that
moves
that.
Is always
that.
Clear.
Say that one more time, Carrie.
Water that still grows mold. The water you can drink out of, the water that is okay for you to intake, that's the water that's moving.
I love it.
You are so deep.
Isn't it amazing? That was just like profound. Like, yes.
Wow.
Brandon, you're a mess.
Wow.
I love you, Brandon. You are so funny.
So rude.
So that's why I love my husband, because my husband, I was thinking about if that one thing that you can describe your mate. I was thinking, I said, okay, I'm going to ask this question this morning. I said, well, if I had to ask myself that question, what would it be? I said intelligent, and my husband is very intelligent. I love that about him. He's just so intelligent, but at the same time, very. I said it was a lot of words I could use. But if I had to say one, I think what really made me like, man, he's just so intelligent. He was like a walking dictionary. He could add up something like in his head, like even our mortgage. When we got our mortgage, it was kind of like the man said, "Your mortgage is going to be." My husband told the man before he finished with the calculator. My husband and I had already added up in his head. I was like, dang. Or if it was a word I didn't know, my husband was like, oh, this means that. I was like, he's just a walking encyclopedia, dictionary, or math book. He's just a computer.
Yeah.
And I just love that about my husband, that he was just so just intelligent, an intellect. But as far as you, if you wanted to say one thing to describe Brandon, Terry, what would it be?
I think I'm a cheat. The word I would give him is multifaceted, which I feel like might be cheating because it could mean multiple things. But there are so many different parts of him that are just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I often marvel at the fact that he can remember all the different, because he's in the sports world, so he knows what happened at the 1992 whatever, like the finals. Like, he knows who was in it, or he knows the Super Bowl thing. He knows the names of players, and I'm like, when do you have time to learn these things? Because I don't like, somebody could tell me something, but he also knows who's on the team with them, what they scored, what their stats are, all of like that. I think that's like so cool.
It is cool.
He is very unserious, so obviously, as you just witnessed, I'm over here spitting facts and, you know, laying down some deep things, and he's like, oh my gosh. So he definitely keeps me humble,
because
there's that.
I love that.
But, you know, he's the life of the party. I think we complement each other in the way that, like, we come alive in different settings. So maybe in like smaller, more intimate settings, he is the life of the party, whereas I'm perfectly fine, you know, reserved talking to somebody or whatever the case may be. But in bigger settings, I'm more outgoing than he is.
Okay.
So we can compliment each other in that way. But this is about him.
No, this is great, Terry.
Let's see.
That's about me. Tell me how good I am.
Yeah. What else? He is like whip smart with like numbers, and like I'm not doing numbers.
I'm telling you, those numbers, I was like,
listen, I am blessed and highly favored because being a therapist, psychology does not require numbers. I mean, stats, I was pretty good at stats, but everything else, no. I'm asking him all the questions that need to be asked. He knows how to do things. He isn't afraid to try new things. So he's very open to experience, open to traveling, open to... I don't think there's very few things that is like a hard no for him.
Okay.
And yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Ooh, this is... Wow, Brandon, she was loving on you.
That was a long one word.
I think I just set the field, so please.
Long one word.
Let me hear it.
So what is yours, Brandon?
Mine is, I would say, like, home. You know, she loves me how I'm supposed to be loved and all that good stuff. And then she's just, she's an ear, right? She's a support system. She's home.
I love that.
Wherever she is, I'm there.
That is beautiful. I have chills. Oh, my God. I love it. Wow. So, oh, my God. I love it. Okay. Wow. So, I guess maybe one of the final questions is how can, you know, they have the saying, you know, the love, your love changes. You know, you can love a person. Brandon might love you 20%. You might love them 80%. Or, you know, and it fluctuates 50-50. Can you, like, expand how, in your relationship, have you guys ever found, like, wow, today, Brandon, I really am not feeling you, Terry? Have you ever been there? And, Brandon, have you been there, like, Terry, like, oh, Brandon, like, yeah. You know what? So what do you guys, what do you think about that?
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit before, and it's something that people don't realize when they get into relationships. I think as someone who is a marriage and family therapist, seeing a lot of relationships waver and fail because people think that everything should always be 50-50 or everything should always, you should always supplement me. Mm-hmm. You should always... you know, be what I am not. Mm-hmm. There's a lack of effort. Mm-hmm. And there is, especially with cultural and societal norms now, it tells us, oh, if the person's not working for you, just leave. Yeah. If that person is, if that person gives you problems, go. At the first sign of trouble, go.
It's so sad.
They got 1, 2, 3 strikes. Let's go. And just the idea.
But then you're going to go and it's going to be still the same problem with, or something else worse.
Oh, yeah. I mean, granted, like, that doesn't mean stay in relationships that are abusive and are, you know, all of those things. But if it is someone that you are willing to put in the effort with, someone you are willing to marry, that should be worth so much in and of itself.
Someone as good as Brandon, just go ahead and say that.
Someone as good as Brandon.
Here we go.
But the idea of, like, it's a choice. Mm-hmm. It is a choice to love you every single day.
Yes, it is.
By getting married, I said I made that choice with God as my witness.
Amen.
So when it's hard for me to make that choice, it's God who steps in and does it for me.
Yes. I have chills. So, I just love you guys. I just love it. I love it.
So, you know, on those days where that ick might come back where, he does something that I don't like or, you know, something that might turn me off or whatever. Mm-hmm. I still choose to be with him. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, distance myself from him because he's done something that I don't necessarily like. Yes. That's when you put forth the tools and effort that, you know, the Bible gives us that you learn from elders, from wise counsel, communication, talking things through, not dwelling on the things that are, you know, keeping you in that place, but to, you know, transform and grow from those things.
Yeah.
So just the idea of, you know, 80-20 or 70-30 or 50-50 for that matter, to a certain extent, like, I would want him to see that maybe I'm not having a good day and step in.
Yes.
Or the opposite.
Yes.
But sometimes we're both having a terrible day. And sometimes we just might need some space.
There it
even
is.
From
there
each
is.
Other.
There it is.
Or we might need to come together in that moment. I think it's different for each individual, you know, couple, for each individual unit. But the idea of the percentages given, I think it varies per couple, but at the end of the day, it's the choice that matters, the choice to love, and the choice to let God direct your relationship your union.
I love that, Terry. That's
She's
beautiful.
So deep.
She is so deep.
See?
As I was listening to her, Terry, I thought about Brandon. So, Brandon, I have a question for you. Have you mastered her body language?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's so important. The body language, right? It's, you don't have to say a word, but that body language is like, hold on, what's going on, Terry, with you? Like, I love that. Because a lot of men, they don't really pay attention to body language, you know? And because we are women, we are emotional, so we're going to pay attention to everything. But men really, you know, so that's good. I like that.
We're very attuned to each other's body language. And I think that's a big point of contention because it doesn't matter what, you know, if he did something mm-hmm. or if I had done something, mm-hmm. we notice when the other person's off.
Yes.
And that then in turn affects us. Mm-hmm. So even something that we continue to work on to this day is just like, I think discerning
yes.
what is worth commenting on mm-hmm. or what is worth letting affect you.
Picking your battles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, his smallest things that somebody else isn't catching, I'm like what mm-hmm. what just happened to you, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, because it's important. Those small things are important, you mm-hmm. know. Definitely. We had an earthquake this week, and the first thing when they said, oh, the area, I was like, well, I had to call my husband because I was like, wait, hold on. I did a general text to everyone when the earthquake happened, when I realized where it was based. I was like, hold on, let me call and check on my husband. And guess what? He was like, it was crazy because where he was close to it. So the whole, mm. he said it was shaking and moving and felt like it was about to fall apart.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, and you know, so they had to, you know, he's a teacher, so they had to get all the students. I said, wow, was this the first earthquake that you guys actually had mm-hmm. that you had to, like, that was, because, you know, normally you do the earthquake drills and all of that. I said, but was this the first one? He said, we had earthquakes before, but never felt like, he felt like the building was going to collapse. It was like, wow. He said it was scary. And I'm like, is my husband okay? You know, yeah. And it's like, you know, so you just want, you feel certain things. We're going to close through, but I just really want to say, do you guys feel each other's presence even when, before you really know that he's there? Because I feel like you guys been together for so long. 7 years of dating, you know, 7 means completion and perfection. So you guys have perfected this thing, all right, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, in that relationship, do you feel Brandon's presence? Does sometimes he just calls and like, I just felt you, or he just shows up and you just knew he was there? Because have you guys experienced that part yet?
I wouldn't say feel, but like if we're in a room, mm-hmm. like a party or an event, I can go psst.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. And she'll
know.
Where is he?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Other, so. I love yeah. it.
It doesn't matter how loud mm-hmm. it is.
You just know the sound.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. That's so important. It's so important. Would you guys want to leave them with any? Just leave something to encourage people who are, you know, in the process or still fiancé or, you know, in that little beginning that haven't even crossed over yet to get them through it or just their first year in marriage. Just, you want to just share something with someone? Just give them encouragement to let them know you can do it too. We did this. You can too.
Yeah, I would say do it. Do it. It's the best decision you'll make. You know, everybody's like, oh, got to wait for the perfect moment, right? Mm-hmm. When I have this much money or mm-hmm. when I'm in this career. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it'll never be the right time.
That's okay.
So do it. Get married and then build together. Mm-hmm. She knows where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know where she's at. And mm-hmm. You guys will figure it out.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And I guess building on top of that is just doing the best you can to keep God the center of your mm-hmm. marriage. That is something we are actively working on. Mm-hmm. It is something that we've been trying to work on. Mm-hmm. And also, it's that choice to yeah. love each other, you know, mm-hmm. in different ways.
In different ways. Because it's going to change.
Day.
Yeah, it's going to yeah. change. Some days are easier than others, and some days are harder, mm-hmm. you know. And it's not always about you. You know, a lot of times life happens and you just need to just come home and decompress a little bit, have a moment, yeah. and then get it together. But it's marriage is not always easy.
Yeah. But and intimacy doesn't just mean one thing.
Exactly.
You can be intimate in so many different ways.
Yes.
And it's also cultivating that mm-hmm. matters mm-hmm. as well.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Because people do, they only think intimacy is one thing, and it's not. It's so mm-hmm. far. Can you expand on that a little bit, Terry, and then we're going to go ahead?
Yeah. Intimacy is, of course, sexual. Mm-hmm. It could be emotional. Mm-hmm. It could be the how was your day
yes,
today?
That's it.
It was, it's the purposeful, you know, mm-hmm. inquiry mm-hmm. of just you. It's mm-hmm. learning more about you.
Exactly.
You can learn so much about someone in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. I called it multifaceted because mm-hmm. everyone is.
Yes. I wanted to go over more and more about my husband too, but it's true. But I like how you use that word because he's the same way for me. I love that, Terry. Mm-hmm. I love it because I was talking with someone the other day and they were just sharing. Just ask me about my day. Mm-hmm. Just ask me about my day.
Yeah. And you talked about being like mm-hmm. attuned to each other's body language. Mm-hmm. That's another form of intimacy mm-hmm. because if we didn't know each other as well as we did, mm-hmm. we probably wouldn't pick up those things.
Exactly.
Or we wouldn't know as much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Just pay attention. Mm-hmm. Be present.
Yes.
Be in the moment. Absolutely. Be present in the moment.
And then for, mm-hmm. I would say for husbands, another little tidbit to leave you with. It's a hard job, right? Love your wife like Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work. We're called to a lot. A lot of people can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a little devotional right now. Just focused on that. Loving unconditionally, right? Yes. Love when she won't do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Love her anyway. It's a lot. But you're going to be held to this standard, right? You got to mm-hmm. go answer to God about it. So
mm-hmm.
Do it. Do but it. Also... Yes. You got to work, so.
Yes, I love it. I love mm-hmm. it. Wow. Woo, I am super excited. I like to leave every show with an I am.
Okay.
What would you like to leave today? What I am, would you like to leave? I am what?
I am resilient.
I love that. I love it.
I am content.
Ooh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I am happy. This was just words can't describe how beautiful, and I'm just so grateful and honored you guys came today.
Thank
this was
you.
Just
thank you so much.
So,
for
yeah. thank you so much for sharing your story, your journey, your love,
yeah,
your laughter, and I think that this will really help other couples just to be encouraged.
Nice.
Thank you for coming. I want you guys to come back one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Thank you for taking the time.
You know, maybe on our 5 year.
Yes, exactly. You know, yes.
After the podcast done blew up.
Thank you, Pat.
Everybody's like, oh my gosh, what will Robin do next?
Yes, thank you. I received that. Thank you. I'm so excited. So, wow, this was great. So thank you so much for tuning in to Faith Over Facts. I am Robin Renee, and thank you for having my beautiful guest.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Over Facts. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. We have new episodes every Friday. If you would like to support the ministry by donating or purchasing Faith Over Facts merch, please do so by visiting my website, robinreneeministries.com. See you next time. Bye-bye.